Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Emily McCormick here with Brad Smith and Rochelle Akufo. We want to get one final check of the markets before the closing bell as a rally is underway on Wall Street. We have all three major stock indexes solidly in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 600 points or about 1.8%. The S&P 500 up about 1.9% and the NASDAQ up about 1.7%. And here's the bell.
All right, there's the closing bell there. As we take a look at how things settled, I want to bring in our panel, Jamie Cox, Harris Financial Group Managing Partner, and Matt McCall, Stansberry Research Senior Technology Analyst. So as we saw there, quite the turnaround, seeing all three major indices ending in the green today. We're seeing the Dow up 1.79% today, the S&P up 1.86%, and the NASDAQ ending up 1.62%. So a strong day all around. Jamie, I want to first start with you. You were talking about looking past the carnage when it comes to software stocks. What are you keeping an eye on there, and why are you so bullish on them?
Well, you know, these particular companies have very durable revenue streams and growth prospects. I mean, the absolute carnage that you've seen in software stocks like ServiceNow and Shopify, these things actually come around every so often, probably almost once a year in the case of some of them. And we see corrections of these stocks all the time that see them drop 20+% only to return, you know, back to high profitability, you know, 18 months later. So if you get opportunities like this, you should be paying close attention to ServiceNow, Okta, Zscaler, and inside of software, you should be paying particular attention to the cybersecurity stocks, because when you see all the things that are going on with Russia, these companies are going to be sought after to try to help people for these attacks. They're going to be even higher revenue that they're going to receive over the next couple of months, so the next couple of quarters. So in my view, these are the types of companies that, you know, you don't get very many opportunities to buy at these levels. So if you are looking for places to find opportunity, these are perfect spots to find it.
And Matt, in terms of some of these long-term buying opportunities, what are you looking at, given what we historically see after some of these geopolitical situations calm down and the market comes back up?
Well, Jamie makes a great point. You know, software stocks have been beaten up. Tech in general, I mean, the NASDAQ, just a few days ago, about 47% of all NASDAQ stocks were down at least 50%. So just to get back where they are, that's 100% gain. That's a double. So I think there's a lot of opportunity right now in the tech stocks. And a lot of people focus on what the NASDAQ's doing, the big indices. But underneath the hood, a lot of stocks have been really beaten down. And yeah, they were a little ahead of themselves prior. But these geopolitical concerns, we'd wrapped in with inflation, higher interest rates, I believe that it's all been priced into a lot of these growth and innovation stocks. And regardless of geopolitical concerns or who's in office or inflation, innovation is going to win out over time. So I think these are a great opportunity right now. Within crisis often comes great opportunities to buy into quality companies. Short term, you don't know what's going to happen from day to day with the news headlines. But if you're looking long term, which most investors are, I think you start looking at the sweet spot and start picking up shares down here.
At what point does, Matt, buying on the dip start to fizzle out, especially if you have people who are setting those long positions and said, okay, I bought on the last dip, I'm set for my long-term horizon. Where do you then continue to see even more rotation perhaps within their portfolio?
That's a great question, because you look back and it just as of late, you know, you see we had a dip obviously in early 2020 with the COVID, late 2018, we had a big dip in the markets, nearly going into a bear market. You know, and if you look at any big winner over 5, 10 years or plus, most stocks are going to have pullbacks of 20+% several times, as Jamie alluded to, as software stocks. So to me, you have to kind of realize you're going to have to weather the ups and downs. To me, as long as the reason I bought that stock for the long term doesn't change, the business model doesn't change, the trend's still going, you have to just realize you have to weather that. And most people usually have powder in the sidelines that they can use that for the next dip that happens in stocks that they're looking to enter.
And so, Jamie, bringing you back into this, and I'm so glad you bring up the cloud names, because I've been tracking a few of them over the course of this year. I think this 30% plus move lower that we've been watching in Salesforce as well, which we just got fresh data from yesterday also. And so with all of that in mind, there is still within the technology landscape the rising interest rate environment that many of them were reactionary to even prior to this week or even prior to the international conflict. And so how much longer do you anticipate they will be reactionary to, even if Fed Chair Jerome Powell is signaling that he's going to support 25 basis point hike? How much further do you believe that they will continue to be kind of in this toss-up scenario and perhaps just find themselves in their own malaise until the Fed clearly signals how many interest rate hikes it will be and the depth of those hikes?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you've seen since November, the Fed say that it's going to delay interest rates and stay on its current path relative to the dot plot. And then a mere month later in December and in January, you hear the complete opposite. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have to raise rates quickly. And so markets have really had a difficult time digesting exactly what the rate path will be. And that's basically ground zero for these high growth names. If you start raising interest rates really quickly, you start to see rotations out of them into value stocks. That's exactly what you saw. So as we went through January and in the middle of February, where 50 basis points on liftoff was sort of becoming the consensus, you know, forecast for March, you know, you started to see these names really get beaten down. But, you know, I think Chair Powell basically wrapped the ribbon around it today and said, we're not going 50 in March. In fact, we're going to go 25 at most and then go slow because we have heightened uncertainty with two things. The first is we have the Russia-Ukraine conflict that has an undefined duration. We don't know how that's going to play out with a lot of the unintended consequences of the sanctions and things like that. In addition, let's not forget, last night at the State of the Union, there were no masks. You know, COVID is basically just sort of washing off. And so you're seeing what could potentially be the peak of inflation, and the Fed may not need to go as quickly. So if you are, if you anticipate that there's a big transition from goods to services, which are likely to happen if the COVID restrictions reduce the friction of travel and things like that, you're going to see the rate environment may not need to be as accelerated as what people think. And if that's the case, it's even further credence to our argument that these stocks are beaten up too much and that most of the interest rate path, the increase, the rate of change is probably priced into these stocks relative to that. So that's kind of where I think most investors should be paying close attention, that the Fed is basically wavering on some of its harsh language that had back in the early part of February and maybe taking a little bit different view, maybe looking at balance sheet reduction versus, you know, Fed fund rate, you know, increases as its way to taper down inflation, which may be in the process of topping right now.
And Matt, I want to pose that question of the Fed to you as well, given what we heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell earlier today. What do you expect the Fed to telegraph in a couple of weeks in terms of how many interest rate hikes may be on the table for this year?
Well, I think they're going to say it's data dependent, and within that data will be geopolitical conflicts, in my opinion. So it's really going to be a meeting-to-meeting decision, I think, is what they're going to say. But that being said, I think we're probably going to have 25 basis points for the next four or five meetings. And I think that's priced in. And Jimmy made a good point. I think we price in probably the worst-case scenario of 20 to 5 and maybe even potentially some 50 basis point rate hikes throughout this year and in early 2023. And I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be slower than we most people anticipate. And the growth stocks, again, have priced in the worst-case scenario. Then you add what's going on in Ukraine on top of it. I think we're seeing generational opportunities in some of these stocks that are down 50 to 60%. And, you know, speaking of COVID, I've been in Florida for the last 2 years, recently moved here. You wouldn't even know COVID existed here. I can't tell you the last time I put a mask on. And if this is indicative of what the rest of the country and the world's going to be like, things are going to be picking up very, very quickly. And I like a lot of the service companies out there. Some of the fitness facilities that are opening up and booming, you can't get in right now because there's so many people. So I think you're going to see a boom to the economy. And keep in mind, corporate profits are projected to be an all-time high this year. And again, stock prices short-term move up and down. Long-term, they will follow profits. And that's why I think we'll have new all-time highs in the next 6 to 12 months.
All right, Jamie Cox, Harris Financial Group Managing Partner, and Matt McCall, Sainsbury Research Senior Technology Analyst. Thank you both so much for joining us here after the closing bell with some insights going forward from here.